We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Unscripted. Today is February 18th, and Michigan State coming off of two massive road victories against Penn State and Michigan. So busy week we had, and we got another one coming up. So we'll dive right into it. We'll start in Happy Valley. Michigan State 80, Penn State 72. Johnny, we'll start with you like usual. What stood out to you? What'd you take away from the Penn State game?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, pretty good overall game from everybody. Obviously, Malik Hall was the standout, career high 29 points. But, you know, I think we saw a really good first half where they really jumped out. I don't care remember what they were up at the half, but, you know, the second half got a little dicey here or there. But for the most part, a really complete game and, you know, led by Hall and Akins. And it's just great to see, obviously, Hall continue playing like a first-team All-Big Ten kind of guy. And to have Akins kind of have 20 points when you get, you know, combined Walker and Hogan, I think combined for 10. So it's great to see, you know, when you get the backcourt only combined for 10 and you still end up scoring 80 points is a wonderful thing to see.
Yeah, it was the Malik Hall game for sure. He not only did he score 29, but 10 of 13 from the field, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Only shot 1-3, but he made it. And he threw in 10 rebounds, so it was a double-double. I mean, unquestionably, probably the best game that Malik has played in the Spartan jersey. And it's just big, exactly for the reasons you brought up. Walker and Hogard struggled a little bit. But yeah, Akins made his first four threes and got off to a great start shooting, which you talked about a little bit, but helped Michigan State get out to a good lead in the first half. But yeah, Penn State fought hard in that second half, and as every team does in the Big Ten at home, they made it tough. I thought, I gotta say this. I was very critical of Carson Cooper in our last episode, and he played pretty well, I thought, against Penn State. I thought he scored 10 points, which is sweet for Cooper. That was, I don't know if it's a season high, but it's damn near close if it isn't. And he had four rebounds, 4 for 4 from the field, 3 for 4 from, or 4 for 4 from the line, 3 for 4 from the field, 18 minutes. But also our guy, Xavier Booker, got in for a little bit, played 5 minutes and had 5 points, made a 3, 2 for 2 from the field. But yeah, that was really all I had written down. Akins has really turned around the 3-point shot early in the season. He was really struggling to hit that three, and that was a big reason why Michigan State was struggling. And now they're in the top, I want to say top 40, around 40th nationally in 3-point percentage. But yeah, I thought this game was like Malik, and obviously Malik Hall and Akins were the stars, and kind of what I was getting at right there. Those two guys have really picked it up from the start of the season and have really, in my mind, been like the charge of the turnaround. And whenever the backcourt guys are struggling, it feels like Malik and Akins step, or whenever Walker and Hogard are having off nights, it feels like Hall and Akins are always there to step up, whereas earlier in the season they weren't.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/BlueWire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll start with talk a little about Hall. I mean, the stretch he's on is just unbelievable. And the game is just coming so easy to him. His patience, his decision-making, and just getting the shots he wants, right? Backing the guys down, kicking that mid-range. And his ability to finish through contact, I think it's some of the best I've seen. And then Akins, right? We talked about it earlier in the year, trying to find a shot and, you know, still, there's still obviously games you don't shoot the best in, like the Michigan one, but his ability to continue to shoot it and not be scared. You miss a couple, it's fine. Like, you know, he's, again, it's his role as, you know, kind of the guy that we want to shoot the ball, like catch and shoot. And again, he had a couple of great opportunities that first half in the fast break and, you know, a couple of nice dunks. But, and yeah, then Cooper. I'm a Cooper guy. We've talked about this, but. Yeah, I just think his progression is coming. You know, for me, when it comes down to at the center spot, I think he can offer the most all around in a way, which again isn't a crazy ceiling at our spot. But I think the Penn State game really showed it. He's got a good enough ability inside to score. I keep saying he's capable of it. Now, he doesn't need to score 10 points a game. But even in the Michigan game, which we got to, he had two nice putback dunk and an alley-oop dunk, where I just don't think you're going to see that from Sissoko. And then Kohler, we could talk about a little bit too. It's just they all offer something different, and I guess we will continue to see that throughout the year. But I really have liked what Cooper has done the past couple of games.
Yeah, he's definitely stepped it up. And, of course, for my timing and my luck, right when I really call him out on it, he starts to play some good basketball. But I'm here for it. I'm a fan of it for sure. But yeah, do you have anything else on the Penn State game?
I mean, the only thing, and you touched on it, was Hall. It's the team, the foul shots kind of turned around 14-16 in this game against Penn State. It was also very good against Michigan, which we're about to get into. You know, it was great to see that, just that a little bit of a switch around there, because they've been struggling with it. So that was just kind of a takeaway for me. But again, like you said, it was great to see Booker get in, hit a three. You know, it doesn't matter. If he gets in for 5 minutes, 1 minute, he's ready to shoot the ball. And I think that's just a wonderful thing to have.
Yeah, definitely. That's an awesome mindset and a great point. But yeah, we'll move on now to last night's game. Michigan State took down rival Michigan 73-63. The Spartans completed the season sweep of the Wolverines. And shout out to the Lady Spartans. Well, I know that's not what they're called, but the The Michigan State women also swept Michigan with a win today. So yeah, basketball school. We got that for sure. But yeah, this game, Walker definitely stepped up at coming off of a tough Penn State game. Didn't shoot super efficiently, but came down with 19 points. And yeah, Hall again just continued to play great. I thought he had 18, very efficient again, 4 rebounds. And yeah, you talked about it earlier, and I was gonna say something about it, but you mentioned it. The free throw shooting in this game kind of caught my eye. 17 of 21. Just kind of like exactly what you said. I don't have to repeat it, but just great to see that some of the things that Michigan State was struggling with earlier in the season and might have cost them a game or two is now helping them win games. So that's obviously something that is a big positive.
Yeah, and I just think it's a different kind of mindset this team has, and I think we saw earlier in the year, it just really focused on shooting the three, and then they struggled, and then we've turned it around, except going 2 for 14 last night. But it's that ability to play both ways, and I think you're just seeing this team it not rely on the three ball, and again, it's Malik Hall getting in the post, and it's really running on the fast break, and we saw Cohen Carr take advantage of that last night with some just electric dunks. But again, that's just where this team's at, and it's great to see the versatility of this team and kind of getting back to running and just really efficient, more efficient offense I think we have at this moment than we did that first half of the year.
Yeah, and winning in a if you want to go far and make a tournament run, you have to be able to win games in different ways. And Michigan State, like you said, has definitely proven that they can do that. So that's something that obviously you have to love to see as a fan. But yeah, kind of looking at the bigger picture, Michigan State gets back to nine. They would get back up to 9-6 in conference play. They're in tie for fourth place with Northwestern, Wisconsin. Third place, my bad. And it's up to 17-9 record, so a big turnaround, and they're just playing some really good ball over this last whole stretch, the month of February and whole, I guess, and even the end of January after that run after that Illinois game, in Champaign that they lost, they've just been able to come together. And Izzo, I counted them out a little bit. I think a lot of Michigan State fans were pretty critical earlier in the season, but they've definitely turned it around.
Yeah, and I think what's really special right now is every game it seems like someone else is stepping up in some type of way, right? We talked about Cooper having 10 versus Penn State. Carr adds 8 points versus Michigan. I thought Trey has played really well the past two games when Hogard hasn't been up to his standard, right? Hogard picks up those two fouls early. He doesn't play the rest of the first half and doesn't show up in the box score. But Trey took care of the ball. He's one of our best defenders, and I just think having that stability to come off the bench when Hogard is, like he was in foul trouble or just a little bit of an off game, was really great to see. And same with Walker, obviously having to play a little bit more of the point, just really efficient, getting guys where they got to be. And yeah, just, that's what you love to see.
Yeah, and I also want to make sure we touch on the atmosphere at Chrysler Center. It sounded like a home game. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know how it felt in the stadium, but all the videos, and you could feel it through the broadcast and seeing videos on Twitter and everything. The chants at Doug McDaniel and just all the different, like you said, the car dunks, all the pop, the crowd pops were awesome. So shout out to all the Spartan alums and Spartan faithful that made the trip down to Ann Arbor and really gave the boys a little bit of some juice at least. But yeah, I looked just before we started recording. Michigan State's up to number 15 and KenPom 20th in the net. The analytics have loved them all year, and I feel like we're starting to see a bit why, I guess, with this last stretch that they've been on. And if you look up ahead, two home games coming up against Iowa and Ohio State. Obviously, love to see the guys back at home. Ohio State, though, big win today, taking down Purdue. They looked pretty good, and I've liked them all year. Obviously, I picked them pretty high in our Big Ten preview, and I chose Chris Holtmann to win Coach of the Year. He's the only one that's gotten fired, the only coach that's gotten fired so far. Not even Juwan, but yeah, I was wrong on that one. But yeah, I mean, I got really nothing else. Do you have anything else, Johnny?
Well, first guy, give props to Davis Smith.
Yeah.
What a just unbelievable moment, right? Izzo trusts him, you know, to come in to just play one defensive possession when, you know, Trey had to pick up his second foul, and for him to wind up, you know, getting fouled with half a second left for whatever reason they did that. But for him to, you know, step up and knock those down, I thought was what a wonderful moment. And also just kind of the almost like maybe a good karma of how, you know, his dad, right, Spartan legend, stays after the game with Tyson Walker a week ago to help him with his foul shooting. You know, Tyson goes 6 of 6 from the line, if I have that right. So just sound just a little good voodoo right there. But oh yeah, like looking forward to this week, two home games, you got to get them. There are no easy games, right? We just saw Ohio State take down Purdue, and Iowa's also very talented and offensively gifted team. So I have to bring their A game. But when you look at it, we've talked about it, you know, after that Illinois game, there were opportunities here and to rack up some wins, and you know, we're tied for third. It's just a huge opportunity to keep racking up wins and hopefully get higher up that board for the seeding and just go from there.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty comfortable to say from 2 weeks ago where we were at that Michigan State has already played their way off of the bubble pretty comfortably. And yeah, from the feeling I'm getting and what I'm seeing from national people like on Twitter and stuff is that they expect the Spartans to kind of rise up into that seven line a couple more. If they win both games this week, maybe sneak up to a six line. So they're getting up there in seeding, and they've obviously got some more opportunities with Purdue and Northwestern in March. But they got to take care of this week's business for sure first. But yeah, I don't have anything else. You good? Y'all good, Johnny?
All good. I'm just excited for Tuesday night.
Yeah, Tuesday night will be a fun one with the Hawkeyes coming to town. Hopefully, they don't blow a miraculous like 12-point lead in 40 seconds like last year. But I would be down for another Fran McCaffrey ref stare down. That was quite hilarious, I thought. But yeah, Fran will be in the Brez this time. But yeah, we're looking forward to Tuesday night and then Saturday against the Buckeyes. Should be fun, exciting time as the season winds down and we are gearing up for March. Getting close. Can't wait. We will be here to cover it for you guys. And thanks for listening. Go follow us on Twitter. Go follow me. Go follow Johnny. Go follow Field of 68. And thanks for listening.